Gibber?
Hello, Mr. President.
I heard about your distress yesterday, late last night, and I wanted to call you, but I got out before 7 this morning, and I thought it would be too early, and I just want to tell you I was grieving with you.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you very much. I think it's going to come along. We're a little worried, I must confess. But it's one of those things. I just don't know. We were so surprised. He's an awfully healthy young fellow. But they discovered a little malignancy there in one of those lymph nodes. We're just having to take some more tests on him to see what it leads to.
Well, just count me in if there's anything in the world we can do.
I know that. Lady Bird called. She was so sweet. And so
I asked her to call this morning. I just got in the hotel here in San Francisco.
We
had a mob out here, 400,000.
I'll bet they did. Oh, I'm glad you're out there. That's good. They need you out there.
Well, will you know a little more in a few days?
Yes, I will. I'm going out home tonight, and I'll be back Monday, and I'll surely let you know then.
Where is he?
He's at St. Barnabas Hospital in Minneapolis. His physician is the head of the tumor clinic at the university, and a very fine doctor. But we may want to have him checked out a little bit more around, and we're just going to wait and see this weekend what these last tests are doing. They've been doing a bone marrow on him and a whole lot of tests and what have you. But so far, it's localized as far as we can find, and that's a very heartening sign.
When are you going to pass your civil rights?
In about 30 minutes. And it's going to go through about 75 votes or more.
What's your interpretation of the significance of Goldwater's vote?
I think that he really didn't have anything else to do. It would have looked almost completely phony had he done anything else. He decided to hold this conservative vote.
Will it cost him the nomination?
I think it may. I think it may if he hasn't got it locked up, but I doubt that he's got it really locked up. The big money in the East here, you know, Mr. President, can move in as they've done before.
I've seen them do it, like in 52 and Taft had Pennsylvania and fined the ride, strong for Taft, and next morning, when Steele got through with him, he turned the flip.
That's right, and I think some of that can happen again.
What's the situation with the pay bill?
Olin talked to me about it today. He told me that there were some problems on the Republican side, and I thought that we wouldn't do very much about it until we got this thing out of the way. And he's speaking now in terms of floor action. The pay bill, we ought to be ready to take that up here next week.
You sure ought to, because everybody, the Constitution out here, every state employee and local employee is tied to the federal pay wage.
Uh-huh.
And it means a lot in this state, and they all asking me about it. Some of them told us that we had some trouble in that committee. I couldn't conceive, but they said
there's trouble on the 10,000. That's the problem.
Said that Monroney is raising a lot of hell.
Yeah, he is. He's been just acting up something terrific. But I believe we'll crack it down on him.
Does Olin say when he can report it?
He did not tell me that. But I'm sure that we'll have it next week. By the way, Ellinger told me the food stamp here he sent it today. He'd hope to report it out early next week.
He's already had the hearings, sir.
Yes, they're all complete. And the bill will be reported out the first part of next week. So we'll be able to act on it next week.
Okay, my friend. Give your boy my love.
I will. I'll tell him you called.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.